8:57, 21 degrees. Time for a quick check of the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Well, what are we seeing so far on this Thursday morning, Ellen?
Well, we're seeing some pressure on the soybeans, and I'm not sure exactly where that came from. We did have another sale release this morning of beans, and we've had a bean oil sales announcement made too. So, but the bean market is down about 11 cents right now on the January at 10.37 and three quarters. The November next year's crop month, first crop month at 10.23 is down 9 cents. So we're seeing some bear spreading come in this market. I should think with the beans being down with double-digit losses in the nearby months, we would have seen the meal falling pretty rapidly, too. But the meal market's only down 2. The bean oil market's down about half a buck right now. Corn has been supported somewhat by very strong export bookings for this last week. Noticeable that I thought was a little odd was Peru was the largest buyer of corn. Right now, the corn market is a penny and three quarters higher to just about unchanged with the December, which goes off the board next week at 352 and a quarter, up a penny and three quarters. No deliveries there. It has been supportive factor. On the March, 358 and a half, up a half, and the December at 387 and a half is also a half higher. The wheat market is providing a little support to the corn. Wheat's up anywhere 6 to 7 cents, and that's really based on cold weather down into the single digits into the southwest Kansas, corner of southwest Kansas, where emergence has been pretty poor. We keep wanting to talk about Argentina being dry. However, I'd like to point out that 57% only of their crop is planted, and this is the equivalent of May for them on their crop. On the livestock side of things, we're really seeing pressure on the cattle market this morning down as much as $2 in the nearby month, with the feeder cattle down a similar amount. Typically at this time, we see the beef cutouts starting to slip. In cold weather, that's hampered movement of both animals and meat hasn't seemed to matter much. After the Fed Exchange reported cash market down about $2. On the hog side, again, we're strong, up about $1 there. Interestingly, the U.S. dollar, which slipped, which had been well over par, slipped just under par on overnight trade. We're now trading at 100.98. We're seeing the metals markets a little bit on the weak side, and the crude oil has rebounded. We're back 83, 84 cents higher right now at $50.60 after having traded under $50 overnight. It's been kind of a wild market this week, but it appears that the beans are going to take a breather going into this Friday morning USDA supply-demand report. Most of the trades looking for a lower carryout in the beans, down about 10 million bushel from the previous report, and also a decline in the corn ending stock, maybe even a decline in wheat ending stocks, although that seems a stretch. The average carryout estimate on corn is at 1.413 billion bushel.